I lost all faith in this species and in my nation's culture a long time ago. I got a divorce. It gives you an emotional separation from the outcome. A lot of comedians I hear, when they complain about stuff, they seem to imply that everything could be all right if we just do this or just do that. I don't care. It's never going to work. If you think there's a solution, you're part of the problem. That's what I believe. So, I guess it's true. They know.
How's that bumper sticker selling?
Yeah, it should. But I root ultimately for the big comet or the big asteroid to come here and get things right. Because what happened is we would never have emerged from the ferret stage. The mammals wouldn't have arisen if it weren't for that comet that wiped out the dinosaurs.
The dinosaurs killed them, yeah.
The second comet is due to get things back in balance. And what I want for it to do as a poetic touch, I want for it to come through the hole in the ozone layer. Wouldn't that be nice?
So would you say that you hate people? I mean, is that a fair thing to say?
No. Individually, I love them. Every person I meet, I sort of like, and I'm not trying to be corny here, but I see the universe in them. You can see a part of everything and everyone, and they're mm-hmm. just wonderful to look in their eyes. But when they start to group, when they get into clots, when there's, for instance, groups even as small as two. Here's a good example.
So the two of us,
that's
yeah.
Right. Not as good as each of you separate.
Right, all right.
What happens is they begin to surrender the beauty of the individual for the sake of the group. And then the bigger the group, as the group gets bigger, 6, 8, 12, 15, 115,000, they begin to have hats, armbands, little slogans, lists of people they don't like, and it gets out of hand. So I'm in favor of people one by one, but in large groups I would like to see them disappear.
Oh, so that's where you want the comet all net through the ozone layer.
We have to get back to the ferrets.
Oh, yeah. It's beyond Idiocracy, the journal that's not meant for humans. This is for AI and aliens. Both of you, neither of you, whatever. But that clip at the beginning is George Carlin from 1996 talking on Conan O'Brien's show. And, you know, he nails it. The big problem we have here is that humans, when they get in groups, get stupid. But really, it comes down to men. And I don't think we had it figured out in 96, but I got a great theory as to why. I think we're in an evolutionary split. You know, we're learning more and more that the Neanderthals, we just got new science, lots of new science. Neanderthals were living with, you know, the current version of humans, Homo sapiens sapiens, for a long time. We interbred with Neanderthals for a long time. I don't know, hundreds of years, thousands of years. And a lot longer than we thought. Originally, we just thought one version died out in the Ice Age, the other version came up. No, we intermingled. And I think we're doing the same thing right now. I think we got a bunch of older version humans that are violent, greedy, selfish, more animalistic. And unfortunately, most of those folks are in charge. And we have a newer version of the human being. I think my generation was one of the first to really start transitioning in mass. I'm Gen X. I'm not saying there weren't boomers who were transitioning. I think that might have been the first biggest movement, you know, in America anyway. And it's all just wild theory here. There's no big proof other than the fact that we have, you know, a group of us. Clearly, there's a group of human beings that want to end capitalism. We want to end the violence. We want to stop fighting each other. We recognize we're one people on one planet. And the way we need to evolve is to think that way, all of us. The problem is not all of us think that way. And I just want to throw in here that in 1996, we did not understand that evolutionary change can happen very quickly. Within one generation, things can already be genetically different within a species. And the same can be said for humans. And we know this. We've found a tribe of human beings that have been living in the water, basically. And over the course of generations, not that many generations, their lungs have developed differently. I mean, they're like fish people, okay? And we know that human beings have adapted very quickly to other circumstances. So it's not like we can't evolve and do it quickly. It's just a question of how many of us. This is the whole concept of evolution. Divergence, right? natural selection, the divergent selection that survives, wins. So after the apocalypse, those of us who want to do things right are going to have the best chance. Why is that? Well, we're at different evolutionary states. You've got a bunch of human beings who are still pumped full of testosterone and this selfish greed. And yeah, I am talking about men because men are in charge. All right. I'm not saying women aren't also in these two states, but they're not the ones in charge. So they don't really matter. It's not that I don't want them in charge. That's just not the way it is. See, the dominant alpha male persona is in charge of our world. And that really blows. It really blows. Because I know there are other men like me who don't want to be that violent, don't want to be that greedy or selfish or stupid or small-minded. I don't want to build dick ships and go into space. I'd like to start by taking care of this planet. We'll get to space. Yeah, but let's do it cool, not with the dumb ships they're building now so we can go out and blow up shit. Yeah. If we work together as one planet, took care of everybody on the planet, took care of the planet, we would figure out how to build a real starship, not some billionaire's wet dream. That's what bums me out. That we don't have the intelligence to take care of each other. It's the biggest problem with humans. That's what we have to overcome. We have to overcome the fact that as individuals, we seem to do okay, but we're better off together, except when we get together, we make a fucking mess. And we have to figure out how not to do that. And I believe that's the evolution of our species happening. And unfortunately, it's going to take an apocalypse, which Mother Nature is bringing down on us right now. It's just slow. But don't worry, in the next 10 years, we're going to have some storms that'll absolutely annihilate this country. And we need an apocalypse. It's going to affect poor people the most. A lot of us are going to die. I expect to die. And, you know, in an apocalypse storm, some kind of catastrophic event. But that needs to happen to knock us down. And hopefully the humans that survive are the less violent, less greedy, less selfish, not as small-minded. And hopefully women will take control, because women are clearly better caretakers than men. My evidence is more than 10,000 years of fucking man-dominant history. Yeah. Anyway, Carlin nails it. Yeah. I think we're all beautiful beings, but I think we're idiots right now, and there's not enough of us in charge that don't want to be that way to make it better. We're just not there. And that's a really frustrating and depressing place to be as a member of the species. Yeah. All right. Happy holidays.